Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, it's good to be in the house of the Lord today. It's good to see all of you, and I do pray the Lord has blessed you today. And if not, maybe you get it now. And I just look forward to this time. I've looked forward to it all week. We had a blessed time together last night for those of you who could be with us last night. It was wonderful. And just looking forward to a great, great day. God has blessed us with beautiful weather and the opportunity to be together as friends and family, and we're excited about that. We take our reading today from the book of Luke in chapter 1, just two verses. You know, it's not coincidental the way things fall together. One of the songs today, O Come, Come Emmanuel, has the word dayspring in that song, and that is in this verse as well that we'll be taking for him today. But I want to read you a quick story before I give you the message. Normally, I do something a little humorous to start off with, but today I didn't feel led to do that, and just couldn't find anything that I felt was worthy. Everything was kind of corny and silly. But I found this story, and this just really spoke to my heart, and I just really think it's kind of neat, so I'd like to share it with you. It's not known by anybody. It says author unknown, so I don't know who wrote this, but it's a pretty neat story. It says, just a week before Christmas, I had a visitor, and this is how it happened. I had just finished the household chores for the night and was preparing to go to bed when I heard a noise in the front of the house. Well, I opened the door in the front room, and to my surprise, Santa Claus stepped out from behind the Christmas tree. He placed his finger over his mouth so that I would not scream. He said, what are you doing? And I asked him the same question. The words began to choke in my throat as I saw that he had tears streaming down his face. His normal jolly manner was gone, and the eager, boisterous soul that we all know was not present. And then he answered me with a simple statement to my question, what are you doing? And he said, teach the children. Teach the children, as he continued to say. Well, I was a little puzzled because I didn't understand what he meant. And he knew, obviously, that I was going to ask this question. So with one quick movement, he brought forth a toy bag from behind the tree. Well, as I stood there and bewildered, this man told me, teach the children. Teach them the real meaning of Christmas, the meaning that nowadays seems to have been forgotten. He reached into his bag and he pulled out a fir tree and he placed it on the mantle. He said, teach the children that the pure green color of this stately fir tree remains green all year round, depicting the everlasting hope of mankind. All the needles point heavenly, making it a symbol of man's thoughts turning toward heaven. He reached into the bag once again and he brought out a brilliant star. He said, teach the children that the star was on the heavenly signs of promises long ago. God promised a Savior for the world, and the star was the sign of fulfillment to that promise. He once again reached into the bag and pulled out a candle. He said, teach the children that the candle symbolizes that Christ is the light of the world. And when we see this great light, we are reminded of who He displaces in the darkness. Once again, he reached into this beautiful bag and removed a wreath, and he placed it on the tree. And he said, teach the children that this wreath symbolizes the eternal nature of love. For real love never ceases. Love is one continuous round of affection. Then he pulled out of the bag an ornament of himself. And he said, teach the children that the real meaning of what I symbolize is the generosity and good that we should feel during this month. He reached in once again and brought out a holly leaf, and he said, teach the children that this holly plant represents immortality. It represents a crown of thorns that was worn by our Savior, the red holly berries representing the blood that he shed for us on the cross. He pulled out a gift from the bag and said, teach the children that God so loved this wretched world that he gave his one and only Son. And thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Teach everyone that wise men bowed before this holy babe and presented him with gold and frankincense and myrrh. We should give gifts in the same spirit as the wise men. He brought out a candy cane and hung it on the tree and said, teach all that will come that this candy cane represents the shepherd's crook. The crook of the shepherd's staff helps to bring back the strayed sheep from the flock. And the candy cane is a symbol that we are our brother's keeper. He reached in again and pulled out an angel. He said, teach the children that it was angels that heralded the glorious news of the Savior's birth. The angels sang glory to God in the highest on earth, peace and goodwill. And then suddenly I heard a soft twinkling sound, and from the bag came a bell. He said, teach them that the lost sheep are found by the sound of a bell. It should bring people into the fold. This bell symbolizes guidance and return. This stately gentleman looked now at the tree and was well pleased. And he looked back at me, and I saw the twinkle was back in his eye. And he said, remember to teach the children and all who will hear the true meaning of Christmas, and not put me in the center, for I am a humble servant of the one who is. And I bow down and worship him, our Lord and our God. Isn't that a neat story? I like that. Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 78, and the Word of God says this, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Let us pray. Father, we love you. Thank you so much for this glorious, glorious, beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, that we share, Lord, from last night on until today in song. And Lord, from our hearts, we just say thank you for the gift that has been given to this world. Lord, may your hope and your light shine forth today through this word and through the things that we do as we gather here together this morning. And I ask a blessing upon all those, Lord, that are here and all those that have come, Lord, as a visitor, or all of our regular attenders, Lord. We just are so glad and so excited for every person that is in this building today, from young to old and all in between. We just pray now, Lord, your word would go forth, Lord, today as you have prepared it. And I just pray, Lord, to be used. I humbly, Lord, as in this story that I just read, bow myself before you, Lord, as it is all about you. And I just pray, Lord, and thank you. I am just honored to have been called to be used. And I pray, Lord, as we do go forth, not only on this day, Lord, but if you so tarry the days ahead, that we, Lord, would accomplish the things you've called us to do. Lord, as we know that we've been called to reach our community unlike never before. And I pray, Lord, you would give us the vision, the foresight, the ability, the willingness, Lord, to step out in faith and do the things you've called us to do. And we'll just trust you for that. We ask you now, Lord, to bless this time, bless this word. Fill me with your spirit, Lord, and empty me of any self, that this all be of you. And we ask it in the one who came, Lord, the one that we celebrate today, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. You know, as we look around this time of year, there's one thing that stands out, and that is lights. The Christmas lights. They just stand out. You know, they're not like anything else. There's no other light like a Christmas light. They're just unique from any other light that there is or any other season that is celebrated. Indeed, Christmas lights are special. They just kind of light up, for lack of better terms. They just really change the atmosphere. When you drive through town now at night and all the bright and colorful lights are there, when you light up a Christmas tree in your house, whatever the case, they shine bright. Some flash, some run with all kinds of different things in a constant stream. Some are white, some are blue, some are red, some are purple. It doesn't matter the color or design. They all display the same message. Christmas time has arrived. They just really ring that message out everywhere that they are, that Christmas time has come. Well, today, this morning, we have a very unique opportunity and timing, because it only happens about every 7 years, I believe it is, 5 to 7 years, and that is that Christmas Day has fallen on a Sunday morning. We just don't have that happen very often. But we as a church today, together as a church family and as friends, we're able to join together and worship. And that is such an exciting thing. And I'm glad to have each one of you here. So today I want to share with you about when we received light. Now, no, I'm not going to give you a history lesson about Benjamin Franklin the kite. I'm going to talk to you about the real light, the light of the world, Jesus Christ. I just want to share this ever so brief message with you this morning about what and can change our life if we'll just let that light shine in our life. The one who is mightier, the one who is brighter than any light that man could ever create. See, our text for today, it gives us some pretty neat stuff here. We see a very clear indication through these two verses here of just how powerful and how purposeful the light of Christ really is. See, during that time, there was a lot of things going on, a lot of, you know, angelic, if you will, activity and a flurry of all kinds of happenings. When the angel of the Lord came, they had two important messages to deliver. The first one, of course, came to Elizabeth and Zacharias as they would be told that they would be parents, even in their old age. And their son John would be the one who would prepare the way for the soon coming Messiah. And of course, they were joyed and excited about that. And of course, the second message we know was to Mary. It was to let her know that she was the chosen one. She was the one who had found favor with God. She was the one who would give birth to Jesus. She was the one that had been picked out about all the little girls and young girls and women of the world. She was the one that would give birth to the Savior of the world, the one who Elizabeth's child would make the way for. But as we can see through this text here today, that John has already been born. Okay, this has already happened. In the scripture, Zacharias is speaking. He's, of course, in the temple and talking, and he's prophesying about the things to come. And he says, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring, again, that's an important word there, from on high has visited us to give light to those who sit in darkness, to those who sit in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Now, when we're trying to move around, when we're trying to get places, we're trying to walk or do whatever the case, it is hard to do it without a light. Unless it's in the middle of the day, obviously. But if we are trying to walk around in darkness, sometimes we stumble, sometimes we fall down. And, you know, that list could go on and on about all the casualties of trying to see and walk in the dark. You know, now some of us, of course, trip over our own feet in the daylight, but we're, you should have seen me yesterday laying out in the middle of my yard. I fell out the door, but that's a long story. But what we need to understand here, what we need to understand is that the light that Christ offers us, it is so much more than the physical light by which we see. It is so much more by flipping on a switch or plugging in something. The light that the Lord gives us, it guides us. It allows us to see where we're going. The light that the Lord gives us can save your life for eternity. The light that He gives us life. He said that He came to give life and to give it more abundantly. In this passage, He is called the Day Spring. The Day Spring. Now, what does that mean for us? What does that exactly mean? Well, just what does His light give us? We see here three different things. The light of Christ first shines to those in the darkness. The light of Christ shines on those who sit in the darkness. Now, here is not speaking of physical darkness, that Tom could turn the lights off and we sit in this room darkly and the light of Christ would light up the room. That's not what He's speaking of. He is speaking of being lost. He is speaking of being of a place with no hope. And that is why this light that He offers us and the light that He brought to the world on the night that He was born, the day that we celebrate today, the birth of Christ, that light that He brought, it brings hope. And when that person, if you know them or maybe they're you, they're sitting in that dark place where there seems to be no hope, there seems to be no way, Jesus is the answer. He can answer whatever the case. Verse 79, it says, to give light to those who sit in darkness. You ever known anybody sit in darkness? Have you ever sat there? Jesus can bring you out today. The word day spring, when we define that word, is a poetic term, or it is the name for dawn and sunrise. The name for dawn and sunrise. Many of you may know of the day spring greeting cards. There's a reason for that name being on there. Okay? It's a wonderful word. So nothing, think about it this way, nothing takes away the dark of the night like the morning sunrise. Nothing takes away. But when we look at it like that, what did heaven's sunrise, S-O-N, sunrise, what did He take away? when he came to earth, he took away the darkness of sin. He took away the darkness of hopelessness. He took away the darkness of being lost, which is actually worse than not knowing where you are. Because the person that is lost don't know where they're going. There's a big difference there. You cannot know where you are and still make it. But if you don't know where you're going, you're in bad shape. And that's what he's saying here. I came to shed light on that. He gives light to those in the darkness. And he can change your life forever if you just ask him. God has always been about bringing the light. We can go all the way back to creation in the book of Genesis and listen in verse 1, chapter 1. He says, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. He said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light and that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. The light always has prevalence. The light always has number one. In salvation, we find the light of Christ. In John 8 and 12, he said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. He says, I can shine light on those who sit in the darkness. He can help you today, no matter what's going on in your life. And if you're in darkness today, if you're in a bad place today, or you know someone who is, there's some great news. Christmas is not over. There's still more gifts to be given out. Your tree may be bare now if you've already opened them all up, but there is light, and that source of light is Christ, and it will never go dim. It will never go dim. It will never go out. It can never be turned off. Nobody's in control of that but Christ. And you can have it. You can have all of it you want if you just ask. He said, I came to shed light on those who sit in the darkness. And you know the great part about it? It's free. It's free. You know, you get that nasty little thing in the mail every month that says City of Williams Electric Department. You won't get one of them from Jesus. Amen? It's free. And according here to verse 79, the light of Christ brings light to those who sit in the darkness, but it also brings light to those in the shadow of death. In the shadow of death. Every single one of us in this room today, every single one of us in this room today has lost a friend or a loved one. Every one of us. Every one of us has lost someone in our lives. But the thing we need to understand is every one of us is only but a breath away from eternity. Every one of us is only but a breath away from eternity. But here the Lord is saying, if you know me, if I am yours and you are mine, you don't have to be scared of that anymore. I've brought light to shine on the shadow of death. And when light shines on that darkness that creates a shadow, it's gone. You see, he shed his light on this shadow because his death and his resurrection changed everything. It no longer has to be. We no longer have to fear that. The open tomb removed darkness from death. It changed it forever. Death no longer holds a victory. Death absolutely no longer holds a victory. Jesus' resurrection changed all of that. He owns the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He changed it all because of his light. And we can have that victory today in each one of our lives. We no longer have to be fearsome of that. How many people have you ever heard of scared of death? A whole lot. Maybe some of you are scared of death. But here he says, you don't have to be. You don't have to be. He overcame it. He beat it. He beat it. There are multiple examples all through Scripture of different examples. The daughter of Jairus that Jesus was on the way to see, she arose at his command. He said, get up. The widow's son got up. Lazarus walked out. He walked out of the grave. And Jesus himself, 3 days later, he got up and said, okay, it's enough of that. It does not hold the victory anymore. He defeated it forever. His light destroyed the darkness of death. So as we come together this morning, as we celebrate, if you will, his birth, may we remember the beauty and the power of the light that he brought to our world. This is what this whole Christmas thing is all about. Oh, everything that we've talked about here, everything that he's done for us, and he still brings it today. He hasn't run out. There's still a vast supply. There's no limit to it. The last little thing that I want us to look at in this passage is his light gives light to everyone who needs direction. To everyone who needs direction. Have you ever tried to walk in the dark in a strange place? Maybe you're at a hotel room for the night, or maybe you've gone to visit a friend and you're spending the night or whatever, and you don't want to disturb anybody, so you don't turn the light on. And you're stumbling all around and trying to feel your way through the place, and you know, you're trying not to stub your toe on something, or trying not to fall down, or trying not to break a lamp, or whatever the case may be. We've all experienced that, every one of us. But how much scarier, how much more unsettling and bothersome and worrisome is life with no direction? Think about that. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. That's not a good place. It's one thing to be indecisive because you have choices, but it's another thing to not know. Jesus says here, I came to give you that direction. I can show you where to go. I can show you how to get there. I can show you the best way. In other words, we need a guide. You need a guide. Down where I grew up, many people make a living as a fishing guide because they know the lakes like the back of their hand. And they can take you to the place where the fish are. Now, how they know that, I don't know. I don't know if they talk to them or what, you know, but they know. You know, they know. We need a guide to get through this journey we call life. We need to get through. And Jesus here is willing and he is able. He is willing and he is able to be our guide and to show us where to go. He can show us how to get there. And even better, if a real good guide is a good guide, and Jesus is, he'll stay with you till you get where you need to be. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll stay by you. The psalmist tells us, he guides me in paths of righteousness. From the 23rd Psalm, he tells us he will guide our feet into the way of peace. Zacharias promised here, and he proclaimed in verse 79, to guide our feet to the way of peace. Peace with God. The book of Romans tells us that is possible to have because of the person of Jesus Christ. Because of what he brought to us on the night, on the morning, whatever the time was that he was born, he brought light and hope and joy into this world. Peace with God. Peace with God. There is nothing better to seek after. And you can have it today. You can have it. You can have all of it that you want. And the question is, do you? Do you have that today? If you don't, it is available. It is available today. And the offer doesn't run out. We got a whole boatload of coupons and different stuff in the mail yesterday, and it expires next Saturday on the 31st. They're no good after that. Jesus' offer never expires. You have until your last breath to make your mind up. But I don't suggest waiting that long because you don't know when that might be. The Bible says clearly, don't brag about tomorrow because tomorrow is not promised. This is what Christ can offer you today, is that same light that he brought way over 2,000 years ago. That same light that came to this world. He wants to give you that gift today. And if you have it, he wants you to give it to somebody else. This is one time re-gifting is okay. I promise you. You know, and the lines won't be full tomorrow, you know, like they will be at Walmart for everybody taking their junk back, right? And not that anybody got junk, excuse me. But this is the gift that he gives us. This is the gift that he gives us. And he wants us to receive it, and he wants us to keep giving it to all because it never runs out. His birth, it holds such an incredible meaning, my friends. Such an incredible meaning. It truly was and still is the greatest event in mankind. The greatest event ever. It is the greatest miracle, the greatest blessing, the greatest gift. And that list could just go on and on. When we stop to think that God himself the creator of all, the creator of all, of everything that there is, he himself would come to me and you. He wanted to change our life. He wanted to give us hope. He wanted to give us the answer. He came to us and he gave us the most incredible gift we could ever have. The most incredible gift we could ever have. That he would bring his light into this dark world and share it with anybody that wants it. Think about that. God himself, God Almighty, did that for me and you. And he don't ask for a whole lot in return. He really don't. He just says, believe. Believe. Think about that. How simple is that? He says it takes a childlike faith to enter the gates of heaven. What does that mean? Well, think of it like this. Here we are at Christmas time. All of us here are parents or grandparents, and we've shared different things about this season and different people who come in the middle of the night. I don't want to mess up anything if there's any kids in here, but why do they believe that? Because we told them. And they trust us. And they just believe it. With no questions asked until they get older, of course. He says, just believe. Just believe. Because I'm your father. And I told you. And I won't tell you anything wrong. I won't tell you anything that'll hurt you. Remember the gift that came with that babe in the manger. Ask yourself today, what does Christmas mean to me? What does Christmas mean to me? Like we sang last night, the heart of Christmas, it is Jesus. And today, he still wants to bring light, and he still wants to bring life to all of those that will have it. He wants to bring this to the broken, to the hopeless, to this cruel world that we sometimes live in. He really is the answer, my friends. He really, really is. And no matter what you celebrate or how you celebrate today, whether it's by yourself or with friends, family, whatever the case, he is the light of all the things that we do. He is the light for our darkness. He is the light for death's darkness. He is the light to guide our path from earth to heaven. He'll show us everything we need and how to get there. So let the light of Christ truly, truly make this Christmas today brighter than any you've ever had. All you got to do is just say, yes, Lord, I want your light to shine on my life. And I pray that he will bless you and that he will keep you and that all of you will have a tremendous, great, and glorious day. Merry Christmas, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. May we pray. Father, we just love you. Thank you so much for all that you've done for us today. Lord, we just thank you for this word. We thank you for all that have come. And Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to have served you this year. And Lord, we just ask if you so tarry that we would have more days ahead, Lord, to bring this word, this light, Lord, of Christ into this world, into the lives of all of those that we can reach, Lord, in every capacity, Father. Lord, we just had the blessed opportunity, my wife and I, yesterday to share just a little of your joy with some of our neighbors and even people we really don't know. And the light that showed in their eyes, Lord, just at receiving a gift out of nowhere because of you, Lord, was gift enough for us. It was awesome. And we just pray now, Lord, throughout the rest of this day that this message, Lord, though simple and short, would really reign true in everyone's life, that they would realize no matter where they are, what they do or don't have today, the greatest thing they'll ever have is a relationship with you through the person of Christ. So, Lord, we have a time of invitation right now. And I'm praying, Lord, with all my heart, if there be one, if there be two, if there be 50, whatever in the case, Lord, this morning, if there be anyone in this room today who has never accepted you as Savior, who has never made that profession of faith and said, yes, I need Christ to be the light of my life, they will release whatever they're holding on to and turn their life over to you today and make this indeed the greatest Christmas they'll ever have. If they don't know how, Lord, I just pray they would come to this altar, Lord, and speak to this pastor, Lord, or someone here that can show them the not the right words, Lord. They got to speak that from their heart. But would just ask, Lord, for you to change their life. and that they would be willing to make that sacrifice today. And Lord, if there be someone here who just needs a word of encouragement, a fresh touch, wants to know more about our church, Lord, or come forward, believers' baptism at a later date, or whatever the case, Lord, we just pray that this time of invitation would be open to all who would come, and that none would reject you today, Lord, on your day, Lord, on this beautiful holy day. I just pray that all would receive you today. In Christ's holy, precious name, and we all said, amen. Please stand.